We're holding in Siman Reish Nun Sif Aleph. Hachanas Hasudas L'Shabbos. Yashkim Sif Aleph. Yashkim Vabeker B'Yom Shishi L'Ochin Sarche Shabbos. Vafilu Yesh Le'Kam L'Avodim L'Shamshoy. Person should get up early Friday morning to prepare Sarche Shabbos. That's one halacha. And even if he has many slaves, servants to serve him and take care of things, still, he should make an effort to prepare something l'tzarchei Shabbos, that he should be involved in the kavod of Shabbos. Like the Gemara says, Rav Chista would cut the vegetables very thin. They would chop the wood. Rav Zera yamad l'keish, and he would light the fire. Rav Nachman hayim esakin habayis umachnis kele matzrichin l'shabbos. He would fix up the house, clear it up, and he would bring in the kelim that are necessary for Shabbos. Umefana kli achol, and he would take out the weekday kelim. Umehem yilmud kol adam. Every person should learn from this. V'lo yomar, and he shouldn't say lo efkoim kivoidi. I don't want to be poigim in my kavod. Kizehu chavoida adarava. This is his kavod. Shemechavod haShabbos. That he's mechavod the Shabbos. Says the Rama, Hagav yesh lahashchiz hasakin be'erev Shabbos. Person should sharpen the knife on erev Shabbos. Kizehu mikavod haShabbos. That's part of kavod Shabbos. Shemeichin atzmei la'achila. He prepares himself for eating, for the food, to have a sharp knife. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Aleph. Yashkin ba'boiker. The Gemara brings a pasuk. It'll be on Yom Hashishi. Ve'echinu es asher yaviu v'gaymer. So achana dumyo dehava. The pasuk says you should prepare what you will bring. Now over there it's talking about by the man, but Chazal darshin that the preparation should be similar to the hava, the bringing of the man. When did they bring the man in? It was in the morning, immediately. Every morning, early in the morning, they would collect the man. So Chazal darshan from there, af hachana al Shabbos, the vehechino, which is the hachana on Shabbos, tiyah miyad, for Shabbos, should be tiyah miyad baboiker. It should be immediately in the morning. So what does immediately in the morning mean? Behainu, says the Mishnah Berurah, miyad achar kriyashma tefillah. It doesn't mean the minute you get up. It means first you take care of kriyashma and davening, and then the next thing, miyad, in the morning, is to take care of achanas for Shabbos. Ach, im hu rogel lomer achar tefillah eze shir katzuv. If he is rogel to learn after davening a shir katzuv, a set shir, or if it's not even a set shir, but it's by himself, or he learns with the rabbim, he should not be mevatel that, and then after that he goes and takes care of tzarchei Shabbos, like it's going to say at the end of Reish Nun Aleph. Now, v'im derech hamok amahu limchar baboiker. However, if the derech of that place is, the place you live, is they only sell things early in the morning. And if he's going to wait to learn, he's not going to find what to buy for Shabbos. So lo yikva limudai alachar akniyah. So then he's going to lose out, taka. So if he's going to lose out from kavod Shabbos, so then he should first go and purchase, and then he'll be kaveya his learning afterwards. What if it's even before davening, that's when the sales are? And if he waits till even after davening, he will not be able to find anything to buy. He should buy and then he should daven. Ach, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yira Likris Kriyashma Mikaidem. Even though he could do the purchasing before davening, but Kriyashma he should read before he goes to purchase. Kaven Shikvar Higiyazmana. And Kriyashma is a mitzvah de raisa. Memela mitzvah de raisa. It's a zman Kriyashma. So he has to do that first. The Ein Zeb. Okay, so that's number one. The Ein Zeb Bichlal Masha Amru Asur Lasis Chafetz of Kaidim Sheisbalo. So you say, one second, isn't this Bichlal? You're not allowed to take care of your own things before you daven. No, Shezu Chafse Shamayimi. This is take care of Chafse Shamayim. This is Sarche Shamayim, and therefore that's not a problem. Now, there's a long bi'ar halach over here. When we learn this in the Chayadim Shir on Shabbos, when we're learning Chayadim in Klal Aleph, so we went through this bi'ar halach, the Rosh Prakim of it, but because it was Negeah at the end, he brought a Chayadim, that our Chayadim that we were learning about. But the Ikra Dvarim, it's Kedai just again to say the Rosh Prakim, as you see, it's a long Bir Alach here, but he says that there's a Tanchuma. In other words, we have the Jerusha and the Mishabura that he brings. Why it's, how do you know to get up early in the morning, is Achana Dumya Dehava. So it's Tali and when you bring in the man. So therefore, the man's early in the morning, so he prepare early in the morning. He brings the Beis Yitzchak, brings the Tanchuma that says the word Vahaya. Vahaya means Miyad. Shenemar Vahaya ki kam haplishti. It was early in the morning. So so he says, the Prima Gadlan wants to say, if you're going to go with that reason, so maybe it should be even before Kriya Shema Tefillah, because the Pasuk says Vahaya, it should be right away. Now, Avad, you can't miss Zman Kriya Shema and Zman Tefillah, but could be, according to that, it should be earlier in the morning, even before Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Masha'enkein, according to the way Rashi, and that's what the Mishabura brings, Hachana Dumya Dehava, so that the Pasuk says, by the man who was Baboiker, Baboiker is the first 3 hours of the day, the Gemara says. By Yalakto, it say Baboiker, Baboiker, the Gemara brings over there, was the first 3 hours of the day. So therefore, if it's because of the man, it does not have to be right away in the morning. You have a whole morning to do it, 3 hours in the morning to do it. So therefore, Kriyashma and Tefillah should come before that. And that's why he says that in the Mishabura I wrote before Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Why? Even though the Prima Gadim says, according to the Tanchuma, the Hayat should be right away in the morning, the Olam is like Nagu Kivase da Prima Gadim. Interesting Lashon. The Olam doesn't, it's not Nayig like the Prima Gadim, and therefore, it could be for the first 3 hours. So therefore, Avadi, you daven and say Kriya Shema first, and you're still being Yaitze, the Miyad of preparation, because it's within the first 3 hours. But then, it's a very interesting B'alach over. Then he says in parentheses, well, maybe, no, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe really, Bahaya means right away in the morning. Aye, the minig is to daven first. Yeah, because a person has family members that take care of Tzarchei Shabbos right when they got up in the morning. And therefore someone else is doing, it's not necessarily a mitzvah begufoy, it's a din, that in your house they should be preparing right away in the morning. So maybe there's other people taking care of it. But if Yavad, you know that there's no one in your house getting up before you, and no one's taking care of it, maybe ein echanami, you have to even do it before Kriya Shema and Tefillah. And then he says another very interesting thing. he says that in the middle of here, he says that really you could say that the Tanchuma, when it said over there Vahaya means right in the morning, that was Kaida Matan Taira. See, that case over there by the man, Shabbos was Nitin in Mara. Shabbos was Nitan in Mara, there was no Kriya Shema and Tefillah yet. So therefore the Pasuk says, Vahaya, right away in the morning, you get up and you prepare for Shabbos. You have nothing else to do anyways. But he says, after Kabbalah Satayra, when there is a mitzvah Kriya Shema, and that mitzvah Kriya Shema is Bikumecha, Bizman Kima, that means when you get up, you're supposed to read Kriya Shema, and it's a mitzvah Tadira B'chol Yaim, it's Tadir Zavad, it should come before getting ready for Shabbos. It says you yashkim, you should get up early in the morning. That means to say, in other words, you don't dray around. You do it as soon as you can after Kriya Shema Tefillah. But about the Kriya Shema Tefillah, have kedima. So that's also like an interesting twist. Now another interesting thing is that he says l'chayra, what is this mitzvah of Hachana? Is it mitzvah deraisa or is it not a mitzvah deraisa? Because if you're going to say Hachana should override Kriyashma is for sure a mitzvah deraisa. So what's this mitzvah of Hachana? Now if you say it's a pasuk over here of Ahaya, sounds like it's a deraisa. But he says the chayre can't be a deraisa, he says. And he says, I'll tell you why. Because according to the Rambam, and this is the Pashas, the way we paskin, the Ikar of Einik Shabbos is the most midivrei Kabbalah. Right, is the most midivrei Kabbalah Einik Shabbos. We had this in the first siman that we learned in Reish Mem Beis. It's midivrei Kabbalah. So he says, how could Einik Shabbos be midivrei Kabbalah, but the Achana is midiraisa? Doesn't make sense. The preparation is midiraisa, and the whole mitzvah is only a divrei Kabbalah, Nevi'im, or maybe Durabanan. But then he says, not really true. That's not such a good raya because Suda Shabbos is midiraisa. To be ma'anigit with fancy things might be b'divrei Kabbalah, but you got to eat a Suda on Shabbos. That we learn from Sukkim. So it could be the achana of the Suda is d'iraisa. It's a very, like when you go through, if we go through it inside, back and forth, there's a lot of just very interesting svaras. The Be'alach is batting around here.
This is not only Suda.
Right, so then it would be an afkamina, what you're going to buy, l'chaira, if it would be before, in other words, in this shiloh of overriding Krishma. Right, it should make an afkamina like that. What do you mean?
Meaning, you have to have the same shiloh if it's derais or not.
No, because here's, what do you mean, if it's the, if...
Because it says, if you're not going to make it, you could not go... Oh
yeah, okay, Lukhara, yeah, you'd have to handle with that too, yeah. Fine. So then he brings the Chaya Adam, okay, that's not Nagia to us. Then he says another interesting thing here. He says that the Rambam for some reason didn't bring this din. Rambam didn't bring this din of Yashkin Babaiker. So why not? So he says, you know why the Rambam didn't bring it? Maybe because the Gwipaskin, like the Gemara in Bava Kama Lamed Beis, that Isi Ben Yehuda says that if a person is running Erev Shabbos and he's Mazik, he's Pater. Why? Because he's Ratz B'Rishus, he has Rishus to do a mitzvah. Now, L'chaira sounds like only Ben Hashmashis, and the Rambam Paskin is like this, only Ben Hashmashis. So it sounds like the time you're supposed to be running out to do things for Tzarech Shabbos, the mitzvah is Ben Hashmashis. So therefore, and not in the morning. So the Rambam saw from that Isi Ben Yehuda that says if you're running Ben Hashmashis, you're Pater, if you're Mazik, that's the time you're supposed to be preparing. And therefore it's a Raya, we don't paskin that you should get up early in the morning and do your Tzarche Shabbos. That's the Mishabura wants to say a Chiddush here. But then he says, Im Kain, it's going to come out that if we paskin like this Shulchan Aruch, if we say Yashkin Baboiker, that would mean to say if you're running in the morning and you're being mazik, you should be potter also because you're rats for the bar mitzvah of Tzarchei Shabbos. Now, you'll say, one second, Mechatesi, who says everything is Tali Zebazah? Says the Mishabura, says the Bialoch here, maybe you have a mitzvah to get up early in the morning to do it, Tzarchei Shabbos. But who told you to run? Who told you to run early in the morning? Ben Hashmashis, okay, at the last moment, you run. But who told you you're supposed to run? This is Merdeka, if you look at the second last line on the bottom there, in the beginning of the line, five words in. Dezeinai, dechol dvar mitzvah yesh mitzvah baharitza. Kemavur lebusim insadi sifya beis. Every dvar mitzvah you should be running for. So if it's a mitzvah in the morning, you should be running for it. So that's what he says. But then he says, no, okay, it might be a mitzvah to run, but who says Chazal patted you for being mazik then? Just because you have a right to run doesn't mean you have a right to run and not be careful. Bein HaShmashas, the guy so tumult, Chazal said, the guy running Bein HaShmashas, we patted him for being mazik. But in the morning, you should be running, but labdafik will be patter. He says, Mamish, this is very geschmack. The Be'alach is like, the Mishabura's Mamish going back and forth there with like svaras. Okay, anyway, so this is back and forth over here in this halacha of Yashkim. Just some interesting and geshmak as far as over here. Okay, let's go to Sifkatim Beis.
You were saying before that the chid is not on you, it's on your household.
That's what it sounds like from that part of the Bi'ar halacha. No, there you should do, you have to do something, but that you can do a whole day. But to get up early in the morning to get ready for Tzarchei Shabbos could be someone in your house could take care of that Yashkin Baboiker. I've had something during the day you'll have to do, but I don't have to lose Kriya Shema Tefillah for that. Right? Okay, Sifkatim Beis, Bayayim Shishi, Says Dafka on Friday. What about Thursday? Friday's better. Shuminker yoiser l'shulach vayda Shabbos. It's much more nicker. You're buying l'chvayda Shabbos. Imloy bedavish etzarech hachana rabba. Unless it's something that needs a lot of preparation. K'may basur l'imloyach. You have to salt the meat. Tukadayma. So then, of course, yesh liknos b'yayim hay. Ah, im habasur shemoyse b'yayim hay hu kachush. Let's say the basur on Thursday is shvacha meat. And you might find that you have, there's at least a suffix that Friday there'll be better meat. So it's better to wait till Yom Vav in order that you should have better meat. But it's mistaber that in the short days, avada, whatever you can prepare on Thursday, it's adiv. So avada, the more nicker it is, the kavod Shabbos, avada is better. But of course, a person has to weigh what's going to be the bigger kavod Shabbos. Now, v'tayv sheyaymer al kol davar shekayna zel l'chvayda Shabbos. Says the Mishabura from the Magen Avraham, that everything a person buys, it's toiv, you should say l'kavod Shabbos. Ki adibur hu poyel harbe b'kedusha. Because dibur has a big effect when it comes to kedusha, and if a person says l'kavod Shabbos when he's buying it, it infuses kedusha into what he's buying. Va'afal pi sheheichin ba'ashkama, mitzvah hu l'chatchilo sheyosef gam bein ashmoshes. Now, even though he already prepared things early in the morning, he says there's a mitzvah l'chatchila that when it comes, ben hashmashas, mimamish ben hashmashas, it means when it comes close to nighttime, that he should prepare something, it should be moitzib something, right before Shabbos. Beremez l'davar, shenemer v'hoya mishneh. Very interesting thing. V'hoya mishneh, it'll be a second time. Kloimer she'achinu she'nis. There was v'haya to prepare the first time, and then v'haya mishnah, we darshin, that he should prepare a second time. So the fact, it's an interesting thing. So a person prepares stuff in the morning, but comes close to Shabbos again, he should, you know, do another something, be moisiv in something in the preparation. K'siv b'tayra zachar se'ma Shabbos l'katshay. It says in the Torah, zachar se'ma Shabbos l'katshay. V'darsha b'shamay sh'tei zechreyu me'echad b'shabbos. So, b'shamay says, what does this mean? From Sunday already, you should be remembering Shabbos. What does that mean? Nizdam l'chelek yofeh, tei misaknei l'shabbos. If you get a good portion of something, so you should say, and buy it, or purchase it, or be misaknei for Shabbos. V'omru al shamay hazokin, shekol yomah v'yoichel l'kavet Shabbos. Shamay hazokin, with this shita, his whole life, every day, he was eating l'kavod Shabbos. How's that possible? If he would find a nice animal, Omer zu l'Shabbos. So Sunday, he would find a good animal. He would say, oh, I'm not going to eat it today. I'll wait, l'kavod Shabbos. Motza acheres noimano, but then he found the one a nicer. He said, oh, the second one will be for Shabbos. Oichel harishayna, umeiniach hashniya al Shabbos. He would eat the first one, and the second one now will be for Shabbos. And this went on a whole week. Nimso shachilo yikadeshi tishar hayof al Shabbos. So why is he eating the first one? So that the second one, the better one, should be saved for Shabbos. That means his eating is a kavod Shabbos. Aval Hil Hazakin midacher saisabai. However, Hil Hazakin had a different midah. Shetaya Oimer Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim Yamas Lanu Tzarchenu. Hashem every day by day, gives us our needs. So that means to say, he wasn't worried on Sunday about Shabbos. Sunday, today's food, Hashem gave me today. Monday is Monday's food. What's going to be Shabbos? Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Hashem takes care of me. And he had bitachon, and he was Beiteach Hashem will give him something for Shabbos. So now, Biskimu Harbe Paiskim, when we learned Beya in Iraisa, I gave a whole Chabura on this Gemara in Beya, so you can find it somewhere online. We went through this Mishabura here, and amongst other, there's a Ramban in Chumash, in Parshas Yisrael, that talks about Shammai and Hillel. So he says, V'skimu harbi apaiskim, so the Mishabura says, many paiskim say, Shagam Hillel moide shekidivrei beshammai adifatvei. Really? Beis Hillel is Maida, that Beis Shammai's way, Legabe Kovet Shabbos, is a better way. That means you mechabe Shabbos every day. Elo Sheye Beiteach Ba'Hashem Shebevadai Yazmin Loi L'Shabbos Mono Yofi Mishra Yomim. Really, he feels in the world of Kovet Shabbos, Shammai's way is better. But Hillel was Beteach Bashem, Uchidei Lechazek Midas Bitchoinoi Hayanoyakain. Tinur to Mechazek is Bitochen. He was working on his Bitochen. So, on the Avaydas HaBitochen, he says this is a better way to do it. In the world of Kavod Shabbos, he really holds Shammah is much better. Right? Adarab, every day you should be preparing for Shabbos. But Hillel was working on his Midas HaBitochen, whether it was Kol Yomav or whatever it was, and Lechazek, that is why he did it. But if you're not Hillel and you don't have that strong bitachon, even Hillel is masking that Shama is way legabe kavod Shabbos is better. Upshita bedaber she'eino shkiach liknois kishis damle daber shelo yehi nifsad ozi aniach oisel Shabbos. It's poshut. Everybody agrees. It's something that's not common to purchase. So Bishlam, it sounds like in Shammai's place and Hillel's place, there are always animals to purchase. Question is, what's the best one for Shabbos? And so on and so forth. But something that's not Shchiach, even Hillel agrees that, so it's interesting, you have to know in the world of Bitachon how to fit this in, but he's saying, maybe in Hillel's Bitachon, but even in the world of Bitachon, he's saying if it's something that's not Shchiach Liknois, and you have the opportunity to purchase it, and it won't go bad by Shabbos, so then Avada, you buy it, and Yaniach Chaysai, L'Shabbos, it sounds like even in the world of Hillel that would be. Okay, Mitzvah litoy mikol tav shel b'erev Shabbos. We go back to the Tayamel world, and that is there's a mitzvah to taste every tav shel on erev Shabbos. Why? K'dei l'saknen yofek oigen, just to make sure that it has proper spices. It tastes good, so that on Shabbos it should taste good. There's no inyan to have a separate pot and eat the whole pot erev Shabbos for Tayamel. That's not what this mitzvah is. Could be a different mitzvah, whatever that mitzvah would be. We already talked about that in the last siman about having sudas on erev Shabbos. Vayin sefer shulchan shloimei da'atima b'Shabbos b'kol min b'vadehu mitzvah v'remez l'zeh Tayamel chayim zachu. This is where it comes from. Tayamel chayim zachu. Now, this sefer shulchan shloimei says da'atima b'Shabbos b'kol min b'vadehu mitzvah. He's talking about on Shabbos. Tayamel Chaim Zochu is talking about on Shabbos, meaning to say if there's a lot of dishes, you should have a taste of each dish because that's like being Marvin covered Shabbos, Tayamel Chaim Zochu. He's not talking about Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos was the first mitzvah of just making sure it's part of the preparations for that. Now, I will concede that if you look down in Ches in the Shaar Tzion, where the Mishnah Berurah said, the reason you taste it is k'dei l'saknan, to make sure it's fixed. That's Talya Rabba. And in the Shulchan Shloimeh, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Mashma de etzem hatima hi mitzvah. Even Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah in the etzem hatima. You have to go look that up exactly what that mitzvah is. Tehamel chaim zachu. But again, you see clearly that's not the... I'm sorry. That's Shulchan Shloimeh. That's the same Shulchan Shloimeh that he brings with up. That Tima B'Shabbos. Sounds like there's two Shulchan Shloimehs. I didn't look it up. Right? On the bottom he's saying the Shulchan Shloimeh is Mashem Tima Mitzvah. That is on Erev Shabbos. And the next one, I would say B'Shulchan Shloimeh Tima B'Shabbos. We call him B'Vaydehi Mitzvah. Okay, I'm not clear. Is there one Shulchan Shloimeh here or two Shulchan Shloimeh here? I'm not sure. I have to look up the Shulchan Shloimeh. Now, what's this Shaar Tzion adding? The Shulchan Shloimeh brought in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Atima b'Shabbos b'kol min b'vadei mitzvah, Ramzheim Dachu. Is this Shaar Tzion referring to that Shulchan Shloimeh, or is he saying something that even on Erev Shabbos there's just a mitzvah of Tima? I don't remember klar, but that's it. But number one, you see over here, it says Tima, right? Tima. Right? It doesn't say Achila, it doesn't say Achila Gasa, it says Tima. Now, I just want to bring out one last thing. The Gabi HaKhanis Shabbos, important thing to say also. Zemard, I've said this before, but it's kedai to say once we're learning it also. There's a Zemardika Maisa with the Ridvaz. With the Ridvaz. The Ridvaz was the Rav in Slutsk in Europe, and then he was in Chicago in the late 1800s. He had to actually leave Chicago on Shabbos on a train, because of the mafia there with the shechita or something. He came out against the sheikh, against the shechita that was going on. He mamash left on a train on Shabbos, it was pikuach nefesh, and he went and he lived in Tzfas the rest of his life. He has a pirush on the Yishalmi. Fine. So Ridvaz, when he was a rav in Slutsk, he was very, very sick. His mamash, he was in a coma, he was of Yanevelt. And then he had a miraculous recovery. So they asked him afterwards, like, you know, what did you see up there? So he said, I was in the Bezin Shalmaila, and they were clarifying if I deserve to live any further. So they said, the first Malach came and said that he wrote a Pirush on the Yerushalmi. No, not enough. Learned Torah Mitaych Hatchak. He was very poor. Mamish, they were giving all these different things, garnished. Finally, one Malach came and said that he has his Shabbos table set on Thursday afternoon already, every Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos. So they said, oh, for that schus, you could go back to the world and you could still live. So it became in the Mishpachas Ridvaz, which was Reb Chatzkel, Abramsky was married to an Einikel of his. In that Mishpacha, there was, again, I haven't checked out, but that's what they say. The Mishpacha, there's that Mesira and Minig to have the table set on Thursday, Pasha, because that was a schus that gave him his life. So Mamela, that's something, well, we say we're learning Hilchos Shabbos Gar because of Shabbos coming up, Rosh Hashanah next 2 years, and easier things to do to help prepare for Shabbos, to have the table set. Doesn't mean Mamish perfectly set, lav dafka, but at least a tablecloth, something, this, it's an easy thing, and it's a meridik eschus, and that's part of Achanas for Shabbos, and Bez Hashem, we will continue on Wednesday.